This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Beged, She Tzva'oi, Beklipe Orla, Yedalig. If a garment was dyed using peels of Orla fruit, it must be burnt, since it is forbidden to derive any benefit from Orla. Nisarev Ba'acherim, Kulam Yedaleku Divrei Reb Meir. If that garment got mixed up with others, they all must be burnt according to Reb Meir, who held that anything that is normally counted individually does not become batel. V'chachamim aymrim, ya'ale be'echad umasayim. The Chachamim said that it becomes batel in a ratio of 1 to 200 among the other garments, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Hatzaveya Meloi Hasit, Beklipe Orla, if a thread, the length of the space that's between the thumb and the forefinger, was dyed with Orla peels, Va'arogai Babeged, Ve'en Yadua Ezehu, and then got mixed up into the weave of a garment, Reb Meir Oimer Yedolek HaBeged, Reb Meir said that the garment must be burnt. V'chachamim Oimer Ya'ale Be'echad Umasayim, the Chachamim said that it becomes batel in a ratio of 1 to 200 among the other threads in the garment. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Ha'oireg Malay Hasit, Mitzemer HaBachor Babeged. If a thread, the length of the space between the thumb and the forefinger from a wool of a firstborn sheep got mixed up into the weave of a garment, Yedolek HaBeged, the entire garment must be burnt. Umisar hanazir, umipeter chamor pasak, yedolek hasak. If that amount of the hair of a nazir, or a firstborn donkey which was killed rather than being redeemed with a sheep, was mixed up into the hairs of a sackcloth, it must be burnt. Uva mekudoshin, if a thread that had been donated to the Beis HaMikdash gets mixed into a garment, Mekadishin Kol Shehein. There is no minimum amount for it to forbid the entire garment. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Arla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, Tafshil Shebishloi Beklipe Arla Yedalek. If a pot of food was cooked over a fire made from Orla peels, the food must be burnt since it is considered to have benefited from the Orla. Nisarev ba'acherem yale be'echad umasayim. If that food then got mixed with other food, it becomes batel in a ratio of 1 to 200. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalin. Masechtas Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Tanor Shehesikuhu, Beklipe Orla, Va'afu Bayasapas, Tidalek Hapas. If bread was baked in an oven lit with Orla peels, the bread must be burnt. Nis Orva Ba'acheirois, Ta'ale Be'echad Umasayim. If the bread got mixed with other loaves of bread, it then becomes batel in a ratio of 1 to 200. That is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Misha Hayalo Chavilei Silton, Shel Kalai HaKerem, Yidaleku. If a person has a bundle of Kalayim fenugreek, it must be burnt. Nisarvu Ba'acherim, Kulam Yidaleku Divrei Reb Meir. If it then got mixed with others, regardless of how many, they all must be burnt According to Remeir, as we will see in the following Mishnah, it will explain. The Chachamim said, it becomes batal in a ratio of 1 to 200. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Mesechtas Arla, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Shahaya Remeir Oimer, Es Shadarkai Limonais Mekadesh. This follows the opinion of Remeir that anything which is normally sold by individual units, as opposed to being sold by weight or by size, it will make the entire mixture forbidden regardless of the ratio. V'chachamim oimrim einoi mekadesh elashisha dvorim bilvad. The Chachamim said that this stringency was said only regarding 6 foods. Rabbi Kiva Oymar, Shiva. Rabbi Kiva said 7. Ve'elu heim, the 6 foods, according to the Chachamim, are Egoize Perech, nuts from the place Perech, Rimoni Vodon, pomegranates from the place Vodon, V'chavios Setumais, sealed wine barrels, V'chulfais Terodin, spinach leaves, V'kulse Kiruv, giant cabbages, Udlas Yevonis, and Greek squash. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Afkikaris Shelbal Habayis, Rabbi Akiva added homemade loaves of bread. Haro'u la'orla, orla, some of the things in this list can be orla, meaning those that grow on trees, leklai hakerem, kelai hakerem, and the others can be klayim, but not orla, and that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Mesechtas Orla, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, nispatzu ho'agayzim. The previous Mishnah spoke about when the foods are whole, but for example, if the nuts were crushed, nisbardu harimainim, the pomegranate seeds separated, nispatchu hachavies, or the wine barrels opened up, nischatchu hadaluyim, the squash was cut up, nisparsu hakikarais, or the loaves were sliced, yalu be'echad umasayim, they become batal in a ratio of 1 to 200, and that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Mesechtas Orla, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Safek Orla Be'eretz Yisrael Aser. If one is uncertain if a certain food is Orla and it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it is forbidden. Ubesuria Mutter, if it grew in Syria, it is permitted. Ubechutza La'oretz Yared V'Laikeach Ubelvad Shelo Yirenu Laikate. If it grew elsewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, then one may buy them even from inside a guy's orla orchard, as long as he did not see the guy pick them from the orla trees. Kerem natua yerek, if klayim, vegetables, grow in a vineyard, the yerek nimkar chutzaloi, and similar type vegetables are sold just outside the vineyard, leading one to suspect that they are also klayim. Be'eretz Yisrael Aser, if they grew in Eretz Yisrael, they are forbidden. Ubesuria Mutter, if they grew in Syria, they are permitted. Ubechutzo la'aretz, yared v'leiket, ubevad shelo yilkait bayod. If they grew elsewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, one may even buy the ones that he saw the guy pick from that orchard, provided that the Jew does not pick them himself. Hechadosh aser min ha'tari b'chol makoim. Chadosh, which is the new crop before Pesach, is forbidden by Torah law everywhere in the world, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ha'orla halacha. Orla is forbidden outside of Eretz Yisrael by halacha l'maisha m'sinai. But even so, questionable cases, such as those listed above, are permitted. V'hakelayim medivrei seifrim. kilayim of vineyards is forbidden outside of Eretz Yisrael by rabbinic law. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes and the end of Masechtas Arla. Hadron Aloch Masechtas Arla.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.